As we all know, the definition of nida is dam in hamakar. And dam comes from the makar, so that is dam nida. When dam comes from the prose door, and it didn't emanate from the makar, that's dam maka. Now, so that's pretty clear with the one, you know, exception with dam besulim, etc. But the issue that presents the difficulty is, what if you have some abnormality in the makar, and the dam is clearly coming from the makar? It's not coming from the prosa, it's emanating from, so it's the danger zone, so to speak. But there is some type of abnormality that's going on there, and they're either bidei shamayim or bidei adam. Some type of growth that's happening, a tumor of sorts, like a fibroid, which is a type of growth in the rechem, which is causing bleeding. So, or say one does a procedure where there was no psichas hamakar, because if there was psichas hamakar, whatever the sheer psichas hamakar is, half an inch, three quarters of an inch, so that makes a woman a nida anyway, according to the Nod of Yehuda. But say there was no psichas hamakar, but there's a trauma done to the wall of the rechem, like you poke something in. Or there's a famous, we'll talk about this, one of the famous procedures today is the HSG, which is which is here in the packet, which is a procedure to clarify whether the fallopian tubes are blocked or not. If a woman is having difficulty becoming pregnant, and they take a tube and they shoot a dye into the rechem, and then the dye goes from the rechem into the tubes, and then you see if it's able to penetrate the tubes, so then they're not blocked. If they can't, then it is blocked, and as a result, there could be sometimes bleeding. And part of the procedure is that a balloon is blown up on the tube. Rabbi Berg says, surrounding the tube to keep it in place. And that balloon rubs perhaps sometimes against the wall of the rechem. It rubs against the wall and can cause bleeding. Bleeding from, you know, the regular bleeding from the wall of the rechem. But it was not done naturally. It was done through a bidei adam. So is that called nida? Is that called maka? And many other hechitimtzes that come up. And it's a very hard area to conclude what exactly is it, but we'll try to see as much as we can what we could understand in this sugya. The real source of the maka is in the sugya in Nidan Samach Hayamid Beis, going up to Samach Vav Amid Aleph, Tana Rabban and Rodam Machmas Tashmish. Right, a woman is with her husband, and the tashmish induces dam nida. So mishameshes parmishona shniya shlishes. So she could still try a second time, a third time. But mikan ve'elech lo tishamish as shetis garish v'tinosi la'acher. But then if it happens three times, then you're muchsak that the bia is causing nidus. So then you can never have bia with your wife. So then you can't live chayishus. So then they may as well get divorced. And then she can marry someone else and v'chulei. So then the Gemara has a comment on Samach Vav Amar Aleph. Im yesh lo maka ba oso mokom tola ba makasa. That if there is a maka, so then you can be tola that the blood is coming from the maka. Because you don't have to assume the blood is coming from the nida, and then she wouldn't have the status of Rodam Machmas Tashmish. So there's a famous tshuva of the Maram Lublin. We did one tshuva of the Maram Lublin earlier in the year. That was a tshuva that the Maram Lublin wrote to the who? To who? To the Shalom, right? Remember that? So here... So the Gemara does say that if a woman has a makkah, also makom, right? So she can tell about makasa. So he says like this. So he says, "Melcha Rabba Shlomo or Gava Rabba, Marina Rav Shlomo Rofe." We even found the shir Shlomo Rofe. Alvar Shela Shashalti. Maslisin and Manasisha Loma Maka Yeshli Boso Mokum. Imoso Mokum Nemar Al Kol Mokum Shabisha Filum and Arechem. Shimishla Maka Berechem Atmo Hadam Ayotim and a Tor, Dwasa Torello Mokar Domeha. Mokar Domehu Hamakor Shabarechem Shemihem Liftochim Vadam Zemihem Lomina Maka. Film and a rechem atzmo. Ki mikvil adam v'lo mokar. Onemar sheishchal ki maki yishli bosu mokam lo nemar ela b'maka sheb'prozdor. So the question that was raised is maka. In other words, b'chlal, the first issue, is there a concept, very basic, is there a concept of a maka b'mokar? Or the makkah, in order for it to, in other words, maybe any dam that comes from the makor is dam nida, naturally, unnaturally. Maybe there's no such thing as a makkah in the rechem. Any makkah in the rechem, even if technically they have a din of a makkah, is dam nida. And the only concept of a damaka is if it's not min hamakor. Or no. That there could be a concept of maka in the makor. And then we have to be magdir. But before we magdir anything, in other words, this was the question that was raised. So tshuva ivra mevorhu misugis hagemara haruka v'perkatinokas doso mokam nemar hakom mokam shebi'isha afil yesh lo maka berechem atzmo. So he says, no, it's clear that it's even in the Rechem Atzmo. And that's the Gemara that we just saw. Tana Rabbana, Haro Adam Machmas Tashmish. Mieshla Maka B'mo, Oso Mokom, Tola B'makosa. Then the Menes Isha Lomar Maka Yeshli B'makor. So that's it. Shemimena Adam Yotzi, Divi Rebbe. Reb Shem Gamliel Adam Maka Habom B'makor Tomei. So what's the shaila? So he goes on and he says, "Hareh on the second column, on the line begins the Bereshit Tinokos. Hareh l'cham b'vur b'hedyah sheperushenu Amiti. The matter comes from Shimon Gomel, Raisa, the Perak HaTinogas, the Amaka, Habam, Men Amokor, Tomei, Ratzol Mashe Isha Tahora, Mitumas Nida, El Adam, Hu Tomei. Right. In other words, and the opinion that says that it's Tomei, it's just a question of whether the Dam is Tomei, but not Gabi the Din Nida. That's the Din of Maka B'Mokor. But then he quotes further on the next page, on page 3, Vata Achar Kol Divah Emes Vatzedek Asher Birarnu Vachachnu Novel Yashiv Abraisa Perkam Apella. In other words, there seems to be maybe a contrary Braisa that seems to indicate differently. Shein Dam Abba Meham. Because it says, "Barmine, Reb Yosi Bar Chanina, Reb Loza, Dam Yomesh Mahu, Ki Yozuv Zov Doma, Amra Rachmana Ad the Maid of Doivlei." It has to flow out. Odilma Orcha de Milsol, Olam Afil Yovish. So Amle Haynaim Itanisua, Mapelstim and Kalipa, etc. So then he says, "There was yet a shaila. If you have dam yovish mahu, does it have to flow? Does it have to be a liquid flow? Or no, you don't need a liquid flow. Say, in other words, it's already yovish in the makor." And it comes out dry. So it's not even flow. It's like it rolls out. It's not a shtifas dam. So that was the Ibai in the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, Hamapelis kimin klipa, kimin sa'ara, kimin yavchushim, tati l'mayim in nimochu t'meya. So you have to test it. If you put it in water, this substance that came out, and it disintegrates, that means it's dam. It was just dried up. So then he said, so then the Gemara continues. Shuv my sabisha shaysa mapelas kimin saaros adumos. Ubav shalla saba fachamim larofim amulhem shuma yeshla betoch meyeha shemena mapelas kimin saaros adumos. Tatilamayim in nimoch tomeya. Perish Rashi klipos gilde hamaka. He said the lav called dam habom in hamaka tor. The dam habom in hamaka fuel he betoch hamokar tor and kain lamitsuchu lahatil klipos lamayim leros. Im him dam alo, a feel you dam, a dam a yotzim in a maka tor. You can't dam maka haya, she can't amu maka yishli besoch meyeha. In other words, she said maka yishli besoch meyeha, and so now they wanted to check it was a dam or not. Right? Yishazu maka yishlo betoch meyeha, she menem a pelas kimin klipos. She has a maka betoch the makor, and it gives off scabs or things like that. So the Gemara says yitatil lamayim. So to see if it's dam or not. But the question is, even if it's dam, what's the problem? It still might be maka. So by the fact that the Gemara is saying that if we could prove that it's dam, then she's going to be Tamea. Shouldn't that indicate that Amaka Betocham Makor is not a Kula from this Gemara? That was the counter question. question. Halavada hol v'yitzrich l'vdok b'dam v'dikte kosev k'toz d'rosom kein mishum shehel al adas shema sh'amru im nimrochu t'meya havi perusha sh'tmeya mishum dosen klipos osaros avidam haba me'amakam shabatach k'mo sh'amru arofim. So that's the, well, that was the kasha. So this Gemara is maybe mashma not that way. So the Maram Lublin wants to stick up for his original assumption that there's a din of maka even in the makor. Avalufi aniyas daiti efshar lafarish kein shreim ma'is hashen l'omru shemaka yesh lo b'toch me'el l'omru shuma yesh lo b'toch me'el. Derech shuma liyos b'seir afil hachi omru tati l'mayim nochu t'me'el. So the Maisi Mina Gemara, the Mishra Dam Yovish Tami Avogav Deinu Zav Midistan Apelos Kimin Klipos Kimin Saros Kimin Yapshuf Shem Adum Im Tati Lamayim In Yilochu Tmeya. So Lo Maisi Hanu Shnei Maisim Kedulel Poshut Hu that the Poshut the Dam Yovish Tami Shem Yimoch In Rotsu Lomi Mitam David Dam Hamaka El Shu Dam Ni De Gomor Rak Shen Is Yabish Im Kein Tzarech Lomar Al Korcha De Perusha De Milsa Kachu Sharofim Omru Shein Klipos Hahen Dam Rakim Beri Bifnei Atzman Klipos Mako, Oshuma. Ba'amru Chachamim, in other words, the Rofim said that these things, that these pieces that were coming out of her were not dam. Were not dam. So the Chachamim said, put it in water to see if the doctors are right or not. If the Klipos Ima klipos ahein hen klipos hamaka o mishuma ve'enam dam rak beri b'fnei atzma moshom rofim o hen dam di de gomer el shen is yabish lo kom amro rofim kach amro in imochu t'meyad to lo talinim luhu shehen klipos hamaka o saras hashuma ve'enam dam rak aminu shehen dam di de gomer rak shen is yabish ve'em hashum maka b'meyah. In other words, she thinks maybe she has a maka in meyah. But it could be this is nothing to do with the maka. And the doctor's saying maybe this is not damnid at all. This is not dam at all. So then, in other words, so then test it to see if it's dam or not. But in a chanami, if we would know that it's, in other words, the question was not whether it's dam maka or damnid. The question was whether this thing was dam b'chlal or not dam. So then we say if we can test it and figure out that it's dam, so then it's dam nida because the assumption that it's maka is not a bona fide, there's no bona fide proof to that. So we may, but in a chanami, if we would know that it's dam maka, then the misa dechol dam maka tohar lama hitzvichu hatel amayim lorosim keimim dam piyu dam hadam maka kuma the enu kein eli imimocha amrinan dam ni de gomeru shen is yabesh ve enu kuma shomru avrofim sheish la maka shimotzi adam al shomru shomaka yesh la shemimena mapelas klipos. There was, it's not the pshat that the road, there was, what was the maka? The maka that was saying that there's a maka there that's causing these klipos to come out. And they're saying that it's not dam at all. The other, in other words, it wasn't part of the cheshbon that maybe it was a maka that was had dam come out of it. The two possibilities were: is this dam nida gomor, or it's not dam bechlal because the maka is motzi klipos. But if the maka would be motzi dam, if that would have been a possibility, then in a chanami, then we would say that even though it's dam maka, but that wasn't. Of what the nidon was over there. Okay, you look at the Gemara, you think what shot you think is more mistaber, because the other Gemara is mashma, the Gemara we just saw, that there's a concept of maka b'mokar. So the assumption is that the Maram Lublin's conclusion is that there is a concept of a maka b'mokar. And the Shoel in the Maram Lublin, who's the Shoel here? I don't know who the Shoel was. Ish Kadosh, Shlomo Rofe. So he was the Shoel. So he thought not that way. And there are two Gemaras that that seem to... But in the end of the day, we assume that there is a din of makkah in the makkah. So if there is a din of makkah in the makkah, and even though the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Zayin says, Imeish lo makkah ba'otso makkum, tolim b'dam makasa, so again, that's not barer 100% what that means, because that also makom could just mean the prose door. So in other words, the reason why the Maram Lublin needed his whole tshuva is to prove the point that there's a din of makkah even in the rechem. There's a din of makkah even in the rechem. Okay. Now, it goes like this. So now the question is, what is called a makkah? What is called a makkah? So, there is an interesting discussion in the Sefer Umka Dedina. Where is the Sefer Umka Dedina? Where do you find that Sefer? It's printed in the back of the, if you have a good Lechem V'Simla, of the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, of Shlomo Gansfried. So, now, how did I come to the Umka Dedina? So, I'll tell you. So, sometime in the recent past, so the following question came up. And this was got me to be ma'ayin in this inyan. A woman was pregnant, and in the middle of her pregnancy, so, you know, the uber in its sack is trying to cling on to the dofen of the rechem, and it wasn't happening. It wasn't gluing on. It wasn't sticking, so to speak. And therefore, there was a blood clot, meaning there was blood, like a bunch of blood that formed into like a ball of sorts between the mother and the uber. And there was, again, because the uber really was supposed to cling on, but it wasn't. So there was between the dauphin of the mother and the sack of the uber. So normally, in a normal situation, would cling on. There would be nothing there. It would be the mother and then the uber clinging on. But here, since the uber, the sack of the uber, was not able to cling on, so there was a blood clot that... There was a blood clot that formed and was bleeding. And the doctor said that the doctor told me that this blood clot hasn't seen a blood clot like this in a long time. It was a real big blood clot. And it was going to bleed maybe 5 months, 6 months. So this is clearly min hamakar, right? So, but the only question is, is this called dam nid or dam makkah? And this was the question. And of course, if it would be dam nid, that means she would be a nid for a good 5-6 months straight. So that's the impetus to start trying to see, is there some sakul here or no? And so I try to do ma'ayin in this inyan, and we'll see different things that came up and as a result of the iyan in this inyan. So one of the people I talked to was the Baal Gufei Halachas. It was one of the best farim in Nida, was the Gufei Halachas, written by Rabbi Wollhandler of Williamsburg. And it's an unbelievable sefer. And it was called the Gufei Halachas, the Mishnah Berurah Hechadash. And he did a wonderful, wonderful job, a tremendous bekiyas, and But there was a problem. He called it Mishnah Brura. People weren't happy that he called it the Mishnah Brura, so they made a whole fuss. Whereas the Bar Yashulchan is also the format of the Mishnah Brura, but doesn't call it Mishnah Brura, so he's okay. The other one, they had problems that, whatever. So I was discussing the Shiloh with him, amongst other people that I discussed the Shiloh with. So he said, you should look in the Umka Dedina, in the conscious of the Umka Dedina, and see what you think about how it relates. So I got the Umka Dedina, and I try to look at this. So what is he talking about here in the Umka Dedina? So he has a machlokas here between the Maram Lublin with the Ben Habach. Right, the Maram Lublin we know, Maram, we saw his tshuva just before, and the son of the Bach, b'maka shebemokar atzmo b'lo petza v'chabura. In other words, if you have a petza, you could see there's a wound. Anyone who will look into the rechem will see that there's a growth there, there's a wound there. So that's a petza, and the petza is bleeding. So that should be considered, we'll see, even that's not pashut. That it's motzi dam, and it's a makkah. But what if a woman has a situation where she has some type of internal disease, a cancer or something like that, which is not normal, but it's some type of which you can't point. It's not near a ba'ayin that this is a makkah. It's not like if I have a wound here in my hand, you can point to it, or if in the rechem you can point to it. It's some type of makkah that is causing bleeding of the uterus. But it's not. There's no petza that you could point to. Is that? Do we say that that's considered a makkah? It's just a makkah, a different type of makkah. Or does the makkah have to be something that's totally visible that you could say that this is a petza? So he starts here. He says. First he talks about Vestos, Ayin B'Shut Maram Lublin, and he goes on to his whole piece there with the tshuva that we saw. And then on page 15 he says, Rai L'Masha Kosav T'Ikar Machlokos Shebein Maram Im Haramoah. Rak b'makas shebemokar atzmo, shu kilkul hamokar below petza v'chabura, k'mo dalekas hamokar or shviras hamokar d'las ramot alina b'makas kazel latara shelo b'shas vesta. Val das maram einu kein, alafilu shelo b'shas vesta b'ina dafka petza v'chabura shavade motzida. So the Maram says you need a petza, that's vade motzidam, something that's visible. But if it's some type of sickness that's causing the rechem to bleed in an irregular fashion, we're not going to call that a makkah. We're not going to call that a makkah. Now, the Chasam Sofer also, so he thought that maybe Rabbi Wollhandler was thinking that maybe it was over here, there's no petza, in other words, the clot is not a petza. the clot is just a bunch of blood that gelled together. So it's not like there's a growth or something like that. So he thought that maybe this tshuva was relevant. It's interesting that the Chasam Sofer also speaks about this on page 21. Says Vanir Laniyas Daiti Vizer, the Shnei Mine Makos Yesh. Echad Petza Vachabur Umaka Tria, Vababu also Tzmachim Shed Takim Lehosev Sham Dam Velecha Srucha. Whereas you have a pus, a growth, a wart, or something like that grows in the inside. Vieshe Yiftuchu Velo Yistimu Laola Mushchichi Tuva. Raglay makos ke'elu. That's one type. U'min ha'sheni hu ke'ei v'choli be'ever me'ha'ivarim ve'ein sham dover nikar la'ayin. It's not nikar la'ayin. V'korim la'harofim rem dimus. Chadoma l'zeh. Where it's not nikar la'ayin, it's a disorder in the aver, and it's causing problems, and that is causing bleeding, but it's no petza yadua or nira l'ayin. So he writes, "Hashta omer ani disfirli l'rashbad ein tzrich shateida shemakosa homotzi dam mishum pam klal imkain titzarch laze shufa omnam teida al koponim shemaka hazos himi osa mamakos sheish lo dam al koponim has nema shemena shoses v'yorin." So he writes that what he called the one that's not nikar, that's dam nida, because basically it's causing the body to shed blood. So what we would call today hormonal, in other words, what causes the uterus to shed? There's a change in the hormones. So this internal disease is causing the hormones to shed. So what? It's not, this person has an internal problem inside the system, in the system, that's causing a hormonal imbalance, that's causing the shed. But that's nida. That is what nida is all about. So it happens that most women only have it on a monthly basis. So this person that has the thing has it more than a monthly basis, but that doesn't make it a maka. That just means that this woman has a lot of imbalance in her hormones, and she's a nida person. She gets a frequent nida. Now, Shankane, if it's a maka that's motzi dam because it's a growth, That's a separate thing. Well, so right. So in the case that I told you of the blood clot, so it wasn't clear exactly. And just last night I was at a wedding with Rabbi Tendler. I was discussing this with him, and he said right now he's involved in this shaila. He has someone else who has this shaila right now of the clot, and he can't find a heter for because the doctors on themselves are not so clear what caused the clot to. I mean, it's pretty sure that it's coming from the wall of the from the rechem, but there's no petza, there's no So let's talk for a second about fibroids. Let's talk about fibroids for a second. So I did some Xeroxing for you. Yeah, you want to see it? It's on page 54. Page 55 in the bottom. What are fibroids? Commonly known fibroids are well circumcised non-cancerous tumors arising from the muscle layer of the uterus. It's on page 55. It's a tumor that is forming inside the uterus. And it bleeds. It bleeds. Not all the time, but it bleeds. So the question is, what is the story of that blood? So the first time I spoke to somebody about this, I spoke to Rabbi Herschel Ausch of the Carlsberger Besden. So he knows every single procedure with every psak in the poskim on it. So what he told me right off the bat when I spoke to him is you should look in the tshuva of the Cheshev HaEfod, which we've seen. And the Cheshev HaEfod, what page is it? The Cheshev HaEfod paskins that fibroid is damnida, gomer. That any bleeding from a fibroid is damnida, and that is the shita of most poskim. Let's take a look. Where is it? 26. It's not such a big tshuva. He says like this. He says, In other words, what's pshat in the fibroid? I said, it's not pshat that the fibroid is motzi dam. In other words, it's not just that you have a separate growth that's bleeding. That causes, in other words, this the hormones. It's a hormonal thing. It's hormonal bleeding, and that's what a regular damnida is. Now, just if you want to look in these articles, Rabbi Brander wrote an article, and he has a response from a doctor that thought he has the metzias a little bit wrong, and then he was moda that he maybe got the metzias a little wrong. In other words, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, the question at hand was the fibroid causing the hormonal change? No, the pshat was, what the doctor said to him was that when you have, in other words, there has to be some significant change in the hormones to cause the blood to shed. So the fibroid is so sensitive that even a little bit of hormonal change will cause in that area where the fibroid is the lining will shed. It's so sensitive over there, so that's why it's bleeding more. But it's regular dam from the lining. It's just shedding because it's more sensitive to even more slight hormonal changes. So Mamela, that was the So that's what the Cheshev HaEfod paskin, and that's how most poskim hold. Rabbi Tendler also told me last night we were talking about this that he feels that fibroids are damnida, not damaka. Now, who is the other tzad on this shaila? So there's a tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer that was written to Rabbi David Cohen of Brooklyn. and he paskins based on a Chazon Ish that fibroids are dam maka. The fibroids are not dam nida, it's dam dam maka. So if you take a look, in the Truv in the Tzitz Eliezer, what page? Next page. The word for fiber, shririn. Shririn, la shririn, la kayam, shririn. That's the word for fibroids. Noshim sheishalam shririn betoch harechem. Shenikroim fibroids, shemotzi adam. Avarefi omer shekosha lukvoa, im adam yotim him udam nido damaka. So this tshuva was written to Reb David Cohen. So basically, he quotes a Chazon Ish and the Marash Abuhav, where he says, the Chazon Ish says that if there's a I'll show you the line in the Chazon Ish. On page 25, it says, Lifta taras maka bibira. Because if you have a maka, if you have some abnormal growth, see, even if that is considered, so anything that goes derech dat maka is considered dam maka. Kol shaha orek patsua umuka ein derech riyah b'kach. In other words, and the way we'll see, there's an article that was printed, a very nice article in Asya, which was printed recently. It was co-authored by two people from Ottawa, Rabbi Ben Porat and Professor Pesach Kleiman, who just became Rabbi Willig's Mechutin yesterday. So they wrote an article on the Hagdara of Mach. They co-authored. He's a very big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Ben Porat, and Professor Kleiman, they co-authored the article together. So the discussion was, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, that one of the key things that they're pointing out is that a maka, the heter of maka, perhaps is a din that it's not derech riyah b'kach. It's not the normal derech riyah b'kach. So since it's not the normal derech riyah b'kach, the normal derech riyah is that the lining sheds and it comes out. But if it comes out in a way that's not the derech riyah b'kach through a maka, so mimela that's not derech riyah b'kach, and mimela we don't call that dam nida. So the Tzitz Eliezer claims, based on this Chazon Ish, that fibroids is like this. It's a maka, and the dam, even though maybe there's the real dam nida coming through, but that's cool that it was ainu derech riyah b'kach. So it was interesting, when I was involved in that question with the blood clot, so I figured I want to hear, this is not a new shaila, so I figured if I call out Mahampua, they would know what everyone says on the topic. And then, you know, I would, so Rabbi Brander got me in touch with Rabbi Borstein from Mahampua, so I spoke to him. So he said that First he said to me like this. He says, we have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yashiv that if the klat is attached to the sack, to the uber, so then you can assume that the blood was coming from there and not from the dolphin Isha. If it's, and therefore this far to be makel, because if it wasn't coming from the dolphin Harechem anyway. But if it's not attached, then all bets off. So I called back the doctor, and the doctor said he can't guarantee me that it's attached. So they went that cooler was off, because he tasted it. Most probably it wasn't coming from there. Most probably it was coming from the Dofen Harechem, and it wasn't attached. The clot wasn't attached. But he said to me that if anyone should be Makil on this Shaila, it should be Reb David Cohen, who I had called the day before, who told me that he feels that it's Dam Nida Gomer. Yeah. So I already did my homework. So I said, but I called him the day before, and he said that this is Dam Nida. It's not a Maka. So Rabbi Borstein said, no, you go back to him and ask him why it's different than the tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer to him about the fibroids. If he's willing to be makel on fibroids, why isn't he makel on the blood clot? My, the fibroid for sure is coming from the dolphin Isha. And yet he's makel on that based on the Tzitz Eliezer's tshuva to him based on the Chazon Ish, that whenever there's a maka, so I called him back, and I said to him, I have a shlichus from Machan Pua to ask you this question. And so he said no. He says the difference is over there, sort of like what we saw in the Umkadadina. There's a petza that you can point to, so that's. He didn't use these words, but that's in Derech Riyavakach. If there's a, but over here, there's no petza. There's no petza. So maybe it's, you know, I don't think I would call it. I don't know exactly what causes it. It's, the doctors aren't themselves so clear. What caused the shedding? If it was shedding. So therefore, there's no petza that you can point to. So he felt that there's no basis. Lakula. And that was the chiluk between the Tzitz Eliezer's tshuva and this tshuva. In the end of the day, parenthetically, a couple of weeks later, the woman miscarried, and then the question became irrelevant. So till we got to that point, they're trying to see if there's any tzakula. Now, but and Rav Shechter in the Genus Egos, he had a different. Oh, okay. Then we'll get to this point. Now, what's the din in the following case? I want to mavar this nakuda. What if somebody takes a kana, takes a stick, which is not the shear of the psichas hamakar, and pokes the rechem, which is similar to the HSG case, because the balloon is coming to the side of the rechem and rubbing. I mean, in the HSG case, there are other possibilities of where the blood's coming from. It could be, like Rabbi Tendler said to me, and the doctor who I spoke to said to me that it could be just cervical bleeding, that the tentacle, you know, touch that the kli that you holds onto the cervix, and then that so it could be that it's not even dam and hamokar anyway. But there's a possibility that it's dam and hamokar. So the question is, what if you take, and this is relevant when, I mean, it's not so often that we take a kana and we poke a woman's rechem, but in a situation where you have a procedure like the HSG, which may be involved in that idea of the that the rechem is being traumatized by something, you know, coming into it. So what would be the what would be the status? So so there is a line in the Nishmas Avram from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach on page 31. And this Rabbi Brander quotes in his article in the RJJ Journal. On the second paragraph, Kosov Li Hagon Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Bavol gav shamaka motzi adam gam he osom hagidim shemispa'akim b'shas havesis, where it's the same dam. In other words, the same veins, the same that are opening up during a regular cycle and producing what we call dam nida, this is the same dam that's being poked out now. So would we say that it's the same dam, so this is dam nida, or do we say no, dam nida has to come out natural? If it doesn't come out natural, then that's dam maka, even though it's the same dam. So that's what he writes here. Even though it's the same dam, we call malkam dam nida hu rak dam ayotze me'el of kedarko b'ofen tivi, which Rabbi Brander calls in his article, you know, hormonal. That because of the hormones, that causes the bleeding. Okay, etc. So it comes out, but even though it's the same dam. Now, not everyone agrees with this this psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Not everyone agrees. In fact, I was speaking to Rav David Feinstein the other week. I asked him, what does he consider if something, you know, touches the rechem mibifnim, is that called mako and nida? So he says, if it's the dam nida, then it's nida. In other words, he doesn't work with this mahalach. That he doesn't work with this mahalach of, in other words, that it could be the same dam, but how it came out is going to be koveya the whole difference. In other words, as some other poskim hold, if there's other dam in that a petza formed and now it has its own blood, not the regular nida blood, and then it bleeds from there. So that's a maka in the maka, or that's the maka in the maka that we're talking about. But if it's the mamish, what the dam nida is, so I didn't ask him about fibroids, but I would assume he probably would, you know, because the fibroids is also, it's dam nida. The only question is, it's coming out through an unnatural way, or this, so will that give it the status of dam maka. When I visited in Eretz Yisrael recently, I went one day to Machon Pua to see what's doing there. And I went to Rabbi Borstein. I told him that I went back to Rabbi David Cohen, and he wasn't masking. Then I was speaking with Rabbi Gideon Weitzman on this topic of, you know, we were talking about HSGs, and we were talking about other things, maka b'mokar. So then he said to me that he's from Rav Shechter. He said to me, and we'll see, based on, there's a tshuva, a letter from the Chazon Ish, the famous letter that he wrote to this Dr. Taub about the getter of Maka, and the way Rav Shechter understood the letter. And this is basically similar to mean, Rav Dov Feinstein wasn't saying pshat in the letter. He was just saying, and this is the other approach, and that is that the concept of a makkah is only if, the way Rav Weitzman said over to me from Rav Shechta, is if the basar underneath, in other words, what do you have? You have the lining, and underneath the lining there's the basar. So if there's a scratch in the basar, and that's what's bleeding, so that's what we talked about. That's dam makkah. But if all you did was you were able to cause the lining to shed, even though you did it mechanically and not necessarily hormonally, you artificially were able to scrape it off, so that's dam nida. Except Rav Shechter holds that it wouldn't be, based on what he writes in the Ginas Egos, it wouldn't be a nida d'oraisa, because Rav Shechter holds that if the body's not pushing it out, so then that has a din kesem and not a din riyah. So then it would be only a din drabanan because it's the body's not pushing it out. But those, for Rav Shechter, you have to first be koveya two things. Is this called damnida or damaka? Then you have to be koveya, is it a kesem or a riyah? So someone is saying, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Abadi also told me that he feels that any time you poke out the woman, that's damaka. And he said to me that that's a svara. He said to me that's a svara, that's called. And that's similar to what similar, not necessarily the same as the Rosh Shlomo Zalman approach and this other approach. And the other approach is to say no, that whenever it's the actual lining, that's dam nida. Then maybe you could be dan, whether you call that a rio or a kesem, etc. But if you hold it's dam makkah, then it's not bechlal the whole shayla. So so these are the So again, so what do we discuss? There's more here. We're not finished yet, but this took months of thinking through what I'm presenting you now. Of different, in other words, first is the basic question of the Maram Mibublin's tshuva. Is there is a concept of maka b'makar or not, or maybe maka is only b'proshim. So once we assume, like the Maram Lublin, that is then in maka, even in the makar, so then you have the shaila of the of Dumka Dadina. Does it have to be a maka that you could see, what the Chasam Sofer says, Nira La'ayin or not? And do we say that any time it's Shalom Kedarka, so that is the, that's coming through a maka, like the Chazanish with the fibroids? Do we say no, there's no such gedder like that? That if it's happening by the body, so then it wouldn't be, Dam Maka would be Dam Nida, and then we discuss the poking out, is that, if it's the same blood, would we say that that's a maka, or is that is not a nida?
Fibroid is not the same blood?
Fibroid is the same blood.
So we have two things. One is when you can see a PET sign, it is the same dam, versus poking out where you don't see a PET sign, it is the same dam?
So again, in other words, fibroid is happening hormonally. You see, that's... If you're a believer in the chiluk is hormones versus not,
we have two chazanishes go together.
Which
the
in other words, if you assume that the chazanish is makel on the fibroids because it's not there for your bakar,
the body should be makel on the poking.
Right.
So why would the letter of the
chazanish
should be makel on the poking and the
fibroids,
the
chazanish should be makel? Yeah. So right, unless you say that the what you're saying, but you see, you could say like this, that the poking, even though there's no petza by the poking.
Right, so no petza.
That's what Rav Dov Cohen was saying pshat to me in the Chazanish. Yeah. Okay, now, there's one more nekuda that's relevant for this whole discussion, which they talk about Rabbi Ben Porat and Dr. Klein in the article, and that we discussed it briefly the last time, and that's the sugya of Rodan B'Shoferes. Rodan B'Shoferes. So, just to review that, is it what the Rora Dan B'Shoferes, the din is, the question is what is the case of Rora Dan B'Shoferes? But Rora Dan B'Shoferes means that it was a the dam, well, we'll see what it means in a second, but whatever it means, the din is it's tar, even midraban. Rora Dan B'Shoferes is tar, even midraban. So the question is, what is the case? What is the case? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, based on the way he understood the Rash Mikutsia, page 3, in Halacha Gimel, says, Hichnisa Shfoferes Votziya Badam Tahor. So the way he understands is it, and he explains, Adam Mokar, because he quotes the Rosh, Perish V'ad Bechlal. Because that's the way he understands. That was, you put the stick in. Basically, it's the poking out case. According to him, the poking out case is in the Gemara. Because you put the shofaris in, and you don't see a badam. The only question was, so then one could say that's the Gemara. That's the Beferish Gemara. That Hichnisa Shofaris Votziya Badam is Tahora. Now one could say maybe that case is only if the Dam is on the Shofaris, and not only that you poked it out, but you also brought it out. Or you could learn that you just poked it out and it came out by itself. That's one way of understanding, and that's how, and that's where you. The Rash Mikutsi in the Rush learns the Gemara that it's Shaloka Darka. It's a real Shaloka Darka. Now, with that understanding, one maybe could say that all these things are, unless you say that the real Shaloka Darka also has to be, there was the two things about the real Shaloka Darka, what caused the bleeding and how it came out of the rechem. So is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav speaking about that you poked it out and then you took it out? So it came out on the, it didn't just flow out. So what do you, and maybe only in that case is called Shaloka Darka, but if you poke it out and then it comes out normally, maybe that's called Riyash Kedarka because it came out of the rechem Kedarka. Or what do we say? One second. What do we say? No, that the case is the way perhaps the Rambam is learning. And Tezayin on page 4, Isha Shechnisa Shofers Beprozdor Ras Adam B'Tocha Shofers. The other way of learning is that you didn't put the shoferis into the mocker. The shoferis was just in the prozdor, and then the woman got her natural period. And the chiddush is that since the yitzia from the mocker to the prozdor didn't touch the basar of the prozdor, so that itself is called, that is Ria Shalo Kedarka. In other words, and then she would be Tahora Lagamri. In other words, and this was Rav Shlomo Zalman's Hamtzah, that a woman to, you know, get out of Hilchas Nida in a situation where she needs to, she ovulates early and she needs to go to the mikveh early. So there's a Hechitimtza that if you put a Shofaris inside of her, and then the dam would come out of the shofaris, out of the rechem, but never touch the basar hapros door, and just come out lachutz. So she wouldn't be a nida b'chlal. So she bleeds for 3 days. Technically speaking, she can go to the mikveh right away. And forget going to the mikveh. Not going to the mikveh. She's not a nida. Not a nida daraisa. Not a nida darabanan. So he's that far. He's not going to go because there's the other shita that says that that's not the case. The case is only when you actually brought it out. You caused the dam to come out. Not that it came out naturally into the corner. So one second. So he's. So I think he says, you know, to wait at least the daraisa and go to the mikveh. But it's at least he's still gaining all those extra days. And then there's a somebody wrote a whole sefer. I found it in the library. We had it years ago. I found it yesterday, the other day, whenever. Halacha Brura. Somebody wrote a whole conscious attacking of Shlomo Zalman on this psak. Yeah.
The case, Rabbi was seems to be a colleague between the Shulchan Aruch Rav versus the Rambam, if the Shpokeres was inserted into the Rechem or not into the Rechem.
Right.
What's the connection between whether or not to get poked out down or not? Meaning, if the first Shulchan Aruch Rav is inserted into the Rechem, it doesn't need to poke out the down, as long as the down comes through it, or it still needs touch of the Rechem, it needs to poke out the down and the Shpokeres.
Right, in other words, the...
Because I didn't see where Rabbi sees that in the Shulchan Aruch Rav.
No, so it's Hichnisa Shofers V'Hotzi Abadam.
Extracted.
Hotziya ba. Hotziya ba.
But in the parish,
he doesn't really explain that.
He's
through
the
shofar.
Adam
makor perish adam hashem. He says the shofar.
He says that
in the parish,
he's explaining that no,
you hotziya also
is the
shofar. Shechnisa
the
tochem
makor damav and nichnas adam b'shofar. So hotziya lachutz. I mean, the dam just is the shofar is hotziya the dam through the.
Not through
the normal vaginal canal, but I don't think he's saying that it actually pokes out the dam.
But what's
hot?
I hear what you're saying, but
it extracts it down through the shofaris, but not by poking
it. Right. It does sound like he's saying, he is talking about the orange juice in here, and he says that's not the cut.
In which case, that's the only thing that's there. So that's what.
That means it's coming out, you're taking it out. Because we know that you need to poke.
You need to poke. Interesting. So.
Or if it's just shedding on its own at that time.
But if it happens to be. So, I mean,
yeah,
it
doesn't have
to
be on it. It
have to be.
Yeah.
Are you there or not? Does it just have to be in the rack or how much it's mostly done?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's. So that's part of this whole because you have to realize, as Rabbi Berger always points out, the din in Shulchan Aruch is that Aisha is metame even ba'onus, meaning, in other words, the cause is not always so important. In other words, if a woman jumps up and there's an onus and that causes her to bleed, so as long as, but in other words, even though she did something to her body that stirred up her body, but the Riya was the Riya Kedarka, because it came out. It came at Kedarka. So if you want to assume that poking is different, then as Rabbi Berger pointed out, you'd have to make a chiluk between doing something, poking with nim, and just jumping. You know, or if you say that the case is only if you mamish will motzi the dam, and the yitzia has to be shiloh Kedarka. Okay. And then. So in Shulchan Aruch, the way the Mechaber writes it, Chnisa Shofer Shal Siya Bodam Tahora. So he speaks about that, you know, the Chnisa Shofer, which, you know, the way the Shulchan Aruch Harav is saying. And then there's a discussion, you say, in the Lono Nota that he quotes that article, Rabbi Porat and Dr. Clayman's article, about what if it came out And then, so the, when it came out onto the into the prose door, it was Davar Chotzeitz, but then later on, it was not Chotzeitz. And you'll see, take a look on what he says over there. So these are the some of the basic ideas. I told you the shilas that come up are, I told you the HSG shila comes up a lot, but you know that could be, as Rabbi Ausch said, that could be solved also if it could be a din kesem. So and all these types of I put a brand new thing. I put his chart here if you want to take a look. He has a nice chart of different things we discussed. You know, these different the fibroids and the HSG and some other things are pashut that they're, you know, not even in the makar. They're just coming from the cervix and these different. Different things, but the question, you know, is to what degree do we say if the gedder is reishal or kedaka, so what do you need to have a reishal or kedaka? So that's what the Chasam Sofer was saying. Just something internal that upsets the system, that's not going to be a reishal or kedaka, and that's basically that was the machlokas between the. You know, the Maram and the Ben Abach, whether you can call that a Rishon Lekedaka, if it's just something internal, what do you have to see? There has to be something. And then the Machlokas with the fibroids, you know, as I said, most poskim hold that the fibroid is dam nida. They don't buy into this, the whole Tzitz Eliezer. Because Lemaisa, one could say, then, you know, it's Logara from an onus. And Lemaisa, when it comes out Kedarka. It comes out of the Rechem Kedarka. And it's Mamish Dam of the lining. But the Chazanisha, once there's a Petza there, that so that makes it, that renders it, you know, Shalok. Rabbi Cohen even told me, he said, without this Chazanisha, he wouldn't have thought that was the pashtus, but he thinks the Chazanish would be making in such a situation. Okay, there's more here. You can take a look. I didn't do through every page, but I think I covered with you all the sodas that are here, and you could spend time looking it through. And again, this is something that always has to be rethought and looked at. Okay, give me a second. I'll be right back. I'll return these bechinas. So Wednesday we'll have packet 38, and then on Wednesday I'll let you know whether that's going to be the last year or there'll be another year after that.